Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to Elm. In this episode, I'm going to interview my friend Haley. And if you guys are new to Elm, this is a podcast where we do interviews and all sorts of random entertaining stuff. And so I thought it'd be interesting for me to interview her. And so, let's start the interview. What's your favorite way to spend a day off?
Well, sometimes I don't really have much of a choice. So, most of the time, I'm just in my bedroom.
What type of music are you into? Like, what genre, basically?
I'm into pop and sometimes a little bit of rock, but mostly pop.
Yeah. My favourite type of music is actually probably electronic music. So, like, there's a genre. It might not be a genre, but it what sort of is. It's trap. And it's, like, there's, like, trap remixes. It's, like, a really electronic kind of genre. So,
yeah.
Have you ever taken a, like, what's the best holiday or, like, vacation you've ever took and why?
I think it has to be the when I went to Hawaii for a week, and it was so fun. We went with my mum's friends, and they have three kids, but it wasn't you guys. And we went to Waikiki, I think it was, and Honolulu. And it was just so much fun. We forgot our towels.
Oh.
So they were still in Australia. And so we ended up going to Walmart and doing a towel shopping spree. And I've still got those towels somewhere.
Oh, nice. We went to Hawaii too. Hawaii is so fun. Like, we swam with turtles. We went in a submarine. Hawaii is the best.
We went to Pearl Harbor.
And we went on this plane that had, like, oh, yeah. We went to Honolulu, I think.
Yeah, we went to Pearl Harbor.
We stayed with Heidi. You guys know Heidi. You know the interview with Heidi from Hawaii that took an hour and 40 minutes?
But we wanted to go on the submarine, but, like, my brother was too small. And so the lady was like, no, you can't go in it. So we actually haven't been on a submarine, but we're hoping to go on one in Sydney.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. It's real. Hawaii is so fun. Like, on the plane we did, they had, like, kind of, like, iPads attached to the back of the seat. So then you can, like.
Yeah. There was, like, games and movies.
I
watched Tangled on repeat. For the whole plane ride.
Oh, I watched The Greatest Showman. That's when that was out. And I also played that game where, like, yeah, there's, like, cards. And it shows the, I mean, you have to, like, remember it shows you them. And then you have to click one. And then you have to click another one. And if it's the same.
The memory game, Eli.
Yeah. And so, what is a place you want to travel to?
I kind of want to go to Italy. Because there's just, I've seen so many nice pictures of Italy. And it just sounds so nice.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I'd probably go to America. Like, LA maybe. That'd just be fun. I'm in a void. What? Oh, there we go. Sorry. We're on a meeting. We're actually on, like, a Zoom. And I clicked to blur my background, but it actually just made it all go black. Okay, there. Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, let me say the next one.
Okay, sure.
What are your hobbies and how did you get into them?
Are you asking that to yourself or are you asking that to me?
You can answer and then I'll answer it.
Okay, so what are my hobbies and how did I get into them? Podcasting, and I got into them because I think I've said this a lot of times before on this podcast, but I was scrolling through the app store until I saw an app called Anchor and it said make your own podcast, and I went up to my mom and asked if I can have it and she was like, yeah, sure. And so I started a podcast called Elm because Eli, Lily, Miles, my siblings, and then, well, it's actually like, that's what it began with, but it's not actually supposed to mean that for Elm, but like, it's just a name, I thought of it by that, but it's not actually meaning that. But yeah, and I changed it, a lot of the podcast covers, until I finally chose this nice one that I have. And so, yeah, and also I like music, but I mean, I mean, it's sort of a hobby.
My hobbies are probably online editing, because I really like editing videos and photos and stuff.
Yeah, I have this app called iArtBook, where you can edit photos. It's pretty good.
I use Canva, Pixlr, and I also use a app called
Pixar.
My mind's gone blank.
I use Canva. In fact, I actually made my podcast on Canva. I mean, my cover.
I think it's called
Pixar.
No, it's something video editor. People use it for TikTok.
Splice.
No. But anyways.
Okay. I was like guessing all of them. What was your favorite age growing up? Well, we're still growing up, but what has your favorite age been so far?
My favorite age. I'm gonna have to say when I was 2, because I don't know if your parents ever did it for you, but like they hold your hands and they swing you up. So like we used to just walk through the shops and I'd go, Mom, Dad, swing me, and then they'd swing me up and then bring me back down.
Oh, like
yeah, like
that. Yep. Yeah.
But, yeah, I used to get all the tension because my brother was still in my mum's stomach.
Yeah. Okay. So, my favourite age might be, like, the age that I am currently. I'm not going to say it, but, like, I mean, I'm getting older and, like, life is getting more fun, I guess. Or maybe when I was a baby, when I didn't even have to have school.
Yeah, when you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, and stay home and watch ABC Kids. When you were, like, a little kid, yeah. What is the last thing you read? The last book, basically.
I actually have it up on my shelf. It's actually called...
While you're getting it, this is mine. It's Sisters by Raina...
Eljamir.
Yep. I like those books because they're just like comics and they're really good. I'm currently reading Drama by the same person.
The last book that I've been reading is this one. So I'm still reading it at the moment.
It's David Walliams.
It's called Gangster Granny Strikes Again. But the one that I've finished lately was also a Raina Teljesmere book called Smile.
You mean by the... Wait, you mean by...
Rain It Tells You Me.
Yeah. Is that the book you read before that?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I read that book before what I'm reading currently, too. They're good. So, what's your favorite ice cream topping?
My favorite ice cream topping is probably, sprinkles. Like, you know those really, like, thin sprinkles that, like, are also really soft? They're not hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate the ones that are hard. Like, on Friday night, we have, like, a dessert night on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And...
Was that Saturday?
Well, we have ours on Friday. And we have, like, I hate when I accidentally get, like, when I have ice cream, I hate when I accidentally get the really hard sprinkles and they actually, like, I don't like them. Like, the sprinkles that are actually nice are the soft ones, but the hard ones that are, like, and it's, like, really hard.
You barely bite into them. They're
I know. Like, why would they think you actually like them? It makes you like them less.
I think the last time I had ice cream was on Saturday. And Eli and I went to this ice cream place at the entrance, and it was so yum.
Yeah.
And we got free bubble gum.
Yeah, we went to this place, and it had all this lighting up stuff everywhere. Like, we were walking against the lake, and it was all, or maybe it was the ocean. I think it was the lake.
Right? I think it was the ocean.
Oh. Well, we were walking against the ocean, and it was, like, all dark. And then we, like, went through this corner, and then it was all lighting up, all so nice. And there was, like, some...
beautiful.
Yeah.
And, there's, like, this little fountain play thingy in the middle. And Eli and I weren't supposed to get wet, but we ended up running through the water and, like...
And we were, like, dunking our heads in and, like...
And then we walked up to our parents and we're, like, can we have a towel, please? And they're, like, why are you wet? But at first I didn't realise. I was, like, I'm dripping wet, and they're not realising. And then my mum's, like, why are you all wet?
Yeah, and we were, like, run
back to the playground.
Yeah.
Or hide back in the, you could even hide back in the fountain because, like, it's not like they're going to get in there.
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun. And we got our heads wet and we went... Like we did a hair flip thing. That was
my hair dried so quickly. It was, like, all damp and then the next minute it's all dry.
Yeah. Okay. What's the last TV show you watched?
Does that have to be, like, one that I've finished or I'm watching?
I guess that you're watching.
I'm in the middle of watching High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes, it's so good. I've watched it. It's really nice.
Yeah, I've been watching it for a little bit, but I'm getting to the end of season 2. And so after that, I don't know what I'm going to do when it ends.
Yeah, I watched it already. It's really nice.
I'm up to like episode 7.
Are you into podcasts or do you listen to music or both?
I think now that I know that Eli has a podcast, I've actually started to listen to them more. But I used to only listen to music on Spotify.
Yeah. My Spotify account has been logged out for some reason and I can't even log back in and it won't even let me and we already, I don't know. Yeah, but that's cool. And so, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
wouldn't be cheese because I'd get sick of cheese really quickly. Different types of ice cream.
Okay, do you like going to the movies or prefer watching at home?
Probably at home because, I mean, it's kind of like, I like them both, but there's always that one kid in the movies that's like, Mom, what's happening?
Or they laugh like, and then they don't stop.
Like, I'm trying to watch this movie.
Yeah, and then, like, that one person thinks it's so funny when it's, like, not funny at all.
Oh my gosh, Mom, it's so funny. I love this movie.
Okay.
That cat just got whacked in the head.
Yeah. The next question is, what's your favourite sleeping position? It's kind of a weird one.
So hard. I like laying on my stomach, and then I also like laying on my side.
I'm only comfortable with going like...
Yeah, I go like this. I just like lay like this. So if I'm on my stomach, I have like this V pillow, and it's so squishy. And so I just like lay on it.
This is me. Oh, it's so nice. This is mine, basically. I'm like... Because that's how I find it kind of comfortable. And
next question. I don't even know what this means.
Same. It says, what's your go?
No. I'm just going to skip that because I don't even know what that means.
What's your favorite quote from a TV show? Or a movie, or like a book, any of those kind of things.
Your gangster granny has left me inspiration.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. How old were you when you...
spoil where that came from.
What?
I'll tell you guys the book. It is actually Gangster Granny Strikes Again.
We guessed.
I'm not going to tell you who says that because you'd just be like, what?
Okay. How old were you when you first had your... How old were you when you had your first celebrity crush and who was it? I think Skip. Do you want to skip this one? Zac Efron.
I think it was Zac Efron.
He's in Australia. He lives in Australia now.
Yeah, doesn't he live in, like, Queensland?
I think it's New South Wales.
Anyways.
Okay.
What's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
Okay, listening to some music, maybe? Or, like... Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just reporting an ad because it's kind of weird.
I know. I saw it. Weird. You guys don't want to know what it is.
I'm just deleting it off my screen.
Okay. So, a thing that can instantly make my day better is probably maybe going shopping. I like to get, I like to go shopping sometimes and, like, pick out stuff.
Eli likes to do shopping sprees. The tea has been poured. He loves shopping
sprees. Oh, come on, not the attic. Wait, that is... Okay, what? Delete it. No, just, like, leave it like that.
I did that last time. Anyways, back to the thing.
Your turn. What's one thing that can make your day instantly better?
You know what can make my day better? When I scream in my brother's face, and when I'm on Zoom to Eli, I'm like, Eli, my day has been the worst. I just screamed in my brother's face, and that didn't even make me happy.
Which meal is your favorite? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Wait, did we do this one? 21?
Oh, do you have any pet peeves?
Yes, I do. Number one pet peeve, also an allergy, my brother.
Okay.
So. I'm being honest.
Yeah. Which meal is your favourite, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Can I like pretend that it says like morning tea in there?
Sure.
I think morning tea.
Okay. What do you like to have for morning tea?
Oh, my nan made these things for a Bible class the other day. And they were like these little jam tart thingies.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
They you mean were for the...
Delicious.
You mean for the class?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they were great.
They were so yummy.
What song always gets you out on the dance floor? Ooh.
All of them.
Okay. When you were a kid, did you eat the crusts on your sandwich or on your... Okay.
That's annoying.
I know. The ad. The ad just keeps popping up.
I know.
When you were a kid, did you eat the crusts on your sandwich or not?
Still to this day, I hate the crusts. I put them straight in the bin.
And then when you go back... And then when you go back from school to your mom, you're like, Mom, I ate it. Meanwhile, it's in the bin.
I used to tell her to, like, cut it off, but she stopped at some point. But I don't know. I normally eat the crust when it's, like, toast.
Yeah, I mean, I eat mine now. But when I was little, I didn't eat the crusts until I was, like...
Do you guys know how there's always, like, those videos that pop up on these websites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just for advertising. What activity instantly calms you down?
Oh, sleeping in my bed.
Okay.
Everything makes me happy when I'm in my bed. My gosh, it keeps fucking up.
Oh my goodness. Click stop seeing this ad.
I did that.
And then this ad was inappropriate. There.
They'll try
not to show it again.
But then it comes up instantly.
I know, like, oh, that'd be so annoying. So, what activity... Oh, wait, I already asked. What activity instantly calms me down is probably maybe doing my podcast, because... That, like, brings me away from if there's any problems, and I like to edit out long pauses, and...
How would you ideally spend your birthday?
I would spend it by, in the morning, having maple bacon, and then going... to a really fun place, don't know exactly what, but yeah, and then get back and have something yum for lunch, don't know yet, but for dinner, nachos.
Because the way that I spend my birthday would probably be, like, if my birthday is ever on, like, a Sunday, I always pretend that I'm stretching on my church chair, but really I'm like, can I see any birthday presents under there?
Okay. This is a good one. What's the phone app you use the most?
Me sitting here confused. Probably, I don't really use my phone too much. I normally use my MacBook.
Yeah.
But probably Roblox, because you can use that on pretty much any device.
Yeah, that's true. And the app that I mostly use is probably, I mean, maybe like messaging apps. Like Messenger Kids or just iMessage, and then probably YouTube Music.
Yeah. me. I use Spotify as well.
Yeah.
Trying to find a good one.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you take your coffee?
I slurp it straight down my, like, my esophagus.
You chug it like...
I love coffee, but tea's more my go-to.
Yeah, same. Like, I like... I mean, coffee, my mom doesn't really make it much for me. But, like...
Whenever we run out of coffee beans, it's the end of the world.
We make whipped coffee, which is this really good thing. That's on an app called Tasty. And it's like a drink, kind of like iced coffee. And I love tea. Tea's great. I like chamomile. Sometimes I bring it to school. It's really nice. Okay, is there any product that you couldn't live without?
Makeup.
Okay.
Eli's just like,
technically, okay, it'd be water and food.
Pardon?
Technically, it'd be water or food. Except that doesn't count because it isn't really a product. Okay.
Do you sleep with a top sheet?
What does that mean?
Why or why not? Like, do you sleep under your blankets or on top of your blankets?
Under. Obviously.
Sometimes I have one leg over.
That's what I do. And one leg under. Yeah, so like, you... I have, like... Sometimes I, like... Yeah. Like, you, like... Yeah. Same.
Yes, yeah, I see.
Okay. Do you have a favorite type of exercise? Okay.
I don't. What about you?
My favorite type of exercise. Well, probably my only exercise that I do.
Running around with his guinea pigs.
Well, I mean, a sporty kind of exercise is probably swimming. I mean, that's only because, like, I do swimming lessons, and that's, like, the only kind of thing I do. I mean, that's the only kind of exercise I do, mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, running is an exercise, but it's not really, like,
you know. Well, I think that's all we've got for today.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And do you have a song we could do for the outro, if there's a free download of it?
I can put my YouTube intro on.
Okay.
I'll just have to quickly find it.
Okay.
Ella, make sure you guys follow Girl Ella on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, okay, yeah. Her YouTube channel. Okay, there, guys. Thank you for listening. And please subscribe or follow. And more episodes coming out soon. And yeah, bye.